I got a story. When I was running for mayor about a year and a half ago, there was a large sideshow that happened right here at this intersection. I saw it on the news. Our residents saw it on the news, and our visitors saw the tire marks left behind on the street. These sideshows are dangerous. Participants ignore laws designed to keep people safe, and they terrorize our communities. For too long, sideshows have become commonplace in San Francisco, and we didn't have the tools to stop them. That has begun to change. Over the past year, we've taken a new approach. Our SFPD citywide plainclothes team, uniformed officers, and most importantly, the real-time investigation center have gone to work. Using drones, license plate readers, officers have the tools to help them respond faster and more effectively. Last year, they conducted a major operation that resulted in the seizure of 6 dirt bikes and an ATV. But we knew that alone wasn't enough. In December, I signed legislation authored by Supervisor Danny Souter to raise fines for sideshow participation up to $1,000, bringing San Francisco in line with neighboring counties and making clear that this behavior will not be tolerated in San Francisco. Now we are taking the next step. With new legislation authored by Assemblymember Catherine Stephanie, which I am proud to sponsor, we are announcing additional measures to further eliminate sideshows in our city. This legislation will include explicitly adding motorbikes and dirt bikes in sideshows, ensuring they are subject to the same penalties as other vehicles. Second, it makes seriously bodily injury caused by driver participation in a sideshow felony eligible, because reckless behavior that puts lives at risk must have real consequences. And it also allows us to impound vehicles belonging to repeat sideshow offenders, removing the problem from our streets altogether. Now, let me be clear. This is about safety. It's about holding bad actors accountable. And it's about making sure our streets belong to the people, not to reckless behavior that puts lives at risk. San Franciscans deserve to feel safe in their neighborhoods, to walk their streets without fear, and to know their city is willing to act. This legislation sends a clear message. Dangerous sideshows have no place in San Francisco, and we will continue using every tool available to stop them. Thank you. And now I would like to welcome up the author of this legislation and an ally in our public safety efforts here in San Francisco, Assemblymember Catherine Stephanie.
Thank you, Mayor Lurie. As a former prosecutor and a former member of the Board of Supervisors, it is really such an honor to be able to partner with you in the California State Assembly to give our prosecutors and our police department real tools to deal with this ongoing problem here in San Francisco, not just in San Francisco, because this happens up and down our state. We've all seen the posts about sideshows. You see it on Instagram. You see it on whatever social media you watch. You see news stories on TV. But, you know, for people that live close by to these incidents, it feels very different. They're waking up in the middle of the night to explosions, screeching brakes, seeing intersections taken over by hundreds of cars, not just a few cars that are spinning around, but hundreds of cars are participating. It's fireworks going off, as happened here at this intersection, cars spinning inches from crowds of people that are gathered to watch, fires in the middle of the street, and what I care deeply about, increasingly, the presence of guns at these sideshows, people openly carrying firearms in these dense crowds. And it's a fear that someone, a spectator, a resident, a first responder, is going to get seriously hurt or killed, like happened in to a 16-year-old in Crockett last year, September of last year. So during a sideshow at this very intersection that we're standing in front of, more than 100 cars descended around 2 a.m., shutting down the street while drivers spun around in their donuts and crowds packed in around them. A video of a car fully engulfed in flames in the middle of the intersection went viral, becoming a symbol of just how out of control these events have become. And sideshows aren't just harmless stunts. They're organized street takeovers, and they've become more dangerous and more aggressive over time. And too often, what happens after is just it's frustrating to our communities is what's going on when the sideshows are happening. There's no accountability. The crowds disappear, the damage is left behind, and no one is held accountable. That's why I'm introducing AB 1588 with sponsors Mayor Lurie and the San Francisco Police Department. This bill starts with a simple idea. Our laws should reflect what's happening on our streets, and we should be able to hold people accountable for that behavior. This proposal recognizes that if a vehicle is used to terrorize a neighborhood, it can't be treated as a minor violation. AB 1588 allows law enforcement to seize and impound vehicles tied to sideshows upon conviction and also do all the things that Mayor Lurie outlined as well. It makes sure that prosecutors, and as a former prosecutor, this is so important, can hold people fully accountable, not just for participating in the sideshow, but for the reckless driving that endangers everyone around them. And for people who keep coming back and doing this again and again, the consequences will escalate because repeated dangerous behavior shouldn't be brushed off with just a slap on the wrist. Most importantly, this bill sends a clear message. If you use a vehicle to put lives at risk, you can lose that vehicle. I'm grateful to Mayor Lurie and the San Francisco Police Department for their partnership. This bill reflects what officers see on the ground and what communities are asking for. This bill gives law enforcement real tools, establishes real consequences, and creates real deterrence. AB 1588 is about taking back our streets, restoring order, and making sure people can feel safe in their own neighborhoods again. Thank you so much. And with that, I'd like to introduce our new police chief, Chief Derek Liu.
Good morning. Thank you to Mayor Daniel Lurie and Assemblymember Catherine Stephanie for taking on this important issue. And thank you for prioritizing public safety, especially when it comes to dangerous sideshows. Our department welcomes any new legislation that will help us enforce the law, create deterrence to this dangerous activity, and ultimately make our streets and neighborhoods safer. Sideshows, stunt driving, and activity like dirt bike takeovers are extremely dangerous. We saw sideshows in multiple districts last weekend that were incredibly dangerous. Thankfully, our officers responded quickly, disrupted the activity, made two arrests, and towed two vehicles. Additionally, officers seized an illegal assault rifle, magazines, and ammunition from a participant. This activity is unacceptable, and we will be following up on investigating other vehicles that were involved, as we do with all sideshows. It's important to understand that to take on these challenges, we must act on the state level. Sideshows are a regional problem. Perpetrators come from near and far to wreak havoc in cities around the Bay Area, including San Francisco. These groups do not stay in one area. They travel on our highways, come into our cities, and flee recklessly. The SFPD works closely with our Bay Area law enforcement partners to address illegal sideshows, and we use technology like drones and LPR to disrupt and hold participants accountable. We regularly communicate with our partners to track where these large groups are located and where they may be heading. When appropriate, we deploy officers to areas where they may be heading to prevent sideshows from occurring in the first place. In cases where they do occur, our officers prioritize stopping the illegal activity to protect the public, and when possible, we make arrests, but the work does not stop there. Our sideshow response unit follows up with investigations and uses evidence collected during sideshows to impound vehicles and hold participants accountable. We also need the public's assistance. If you see an illegal sideshow, let the SFPD know. You can also share pictures and videos so we can follow up on our investigations. Thank you again, Mayor Lurie and Assemblymember Stephanie, for your commitment to keeping our streets safe. I'd like to welcome Supervisor Sauter.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Danny Sauter. I have the honor of representing this very district, District 3, on the Board of Supervisors. And I want to thank you for coming out today. I want to thank the port for welcoming us along the beautiful Embarcadero here. And this is really an incredible corner of our city. And our message today is loud and clear. It is that sideshows do not belong anywhere in our state, and particularly here in the heart of our city. This is a promenade that millions of tourists enjoy, and they deserve to enjoy their time in San Francisco safely and without fear. We have a playground behind us. We have thousands of residents at the Gateway Apartments behind us. And as you've heard, this was the site of a high-profile sideshow last year. And I think sometimes there's a tendency to paint these sideshows as nuisances or exciting events, and that is clearly not the case. These are dangerous activities that can quickly spiral out of control. We've seen fires with these activities. We've seen injuries of bystanders. We've seen multiple guns seized. We've seen warrants redeemed when we arrest individuals in these activities. Before I came to office, I spent time as the president of one of our neighborhood associations in District 3. And every month, as we would welcome our officers from Central Station, we would hear concerns from the community around public safety. And if you were at those meetings 5 or 6 years ago, the concerns were mostly around things like auto break-ins and theft. And the SFPD has done such an incredible job focusing on that. You've now seen conversations in those settings really turn to the residents showing concerns around this activity, around sideshows, and around dangerous stunt bike driving. And so with that in mind, early in my term, I came to the mayor and really flagged this and said, this is something we have to get serious about. And to his credit, he was on this right away. And with his work, with partnership with SFPD, we saw an increased number of enforcement activities around sideshows, and we took it even further. I introduced legislation at the Board of Supervisors to increase fines and penalties. That passed unanimously late last year at the Board of Supervisors. I thank my colleagues for their unanimous passage of that. But we wanted to go further. We knew we needed to go further, but it was going to take state-level legislation to do that. And so that's why I'm so thankful for the initiative of our assembly member and so thankful for her work on this. And Assembly Member Stephanie, we have your back on this. We're going to work hard to make sure this gets passed. This is going to make San Francisco and all of California safer. Thank you, Assembly Member.
Thank you.
Right now, we're currently working all of those details out. We've introduced a spot bill, so we're still working on the exact language of the bill. Absolutely.